Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every blessing in which you bless us with. But most of all, we are truly thankful and eternally grateful for thy Son Jesus, who came to this earth, suffered and died a cruel death on the cross, so that we can have forgiveness of our sins and hope of eternal life. We thank you for the privilege and honor that we have to come together tonight to sing songs of praise to thy name and to worship thee, the only true and living God. And we pray that everything that is said and done here tonight will be in accordance with thy will. We pray at this time for those who are sick, for those who are undergoing various treatments, procedures, and operations. We pray that you'll strengthen them and comfort them. And if it be thy will, we pray that their health may be restored. We pray at this time for those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you'll comfort them and strengthen them and help them through this difficult time. We pray that you'll be with us all, keep us safe in thy love, but most of all, forgive us of our sins. For we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we continue our thanks for the wonderful and great sacrifice that was made for us. We pray that you'll bless this fruit of the vine, which represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May those who partake may do so in a worthy and acceptable manner. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Tommy says they're down to 11 leaders, so sing all the verses you want to. I was just going to sing one verse. But there ain't but two to this one, so I'll go ahead and sing both of them. All right, 351. Let's sing. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we now hold dear, now's at stake. Trusting your heart to God, safe from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care. Lighting up in the sky, singing this world goodbye. Goodness band will rise in the sky. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound. I didn't miss about four words in there somewhere.
834. I need all this good help I can get on this one. 834. All right, let us sing. Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary. Cruel Calvary, paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. All alone without a friend, he suffered and paid it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his name and be found. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost, salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land, in the bright glory land, blessed glory land. I have trusted in His love and now I'm heaven bound. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down.
If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Yes, a sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, heaven and bright. Jesus is there, He is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Soon the bright homeland adoring, we shall behold the glad dawn. Lean on the Lord till the morning, trust till the night has gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea.
I heard the whole soul reach, I've been saved from glory, I came by on Calvary to save wretched like me. two verses of 572. As the call comes ringing o'er the restless way, send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Six and seven.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in His glorious image. We ever strive to be like Him. He alone is holy, He alone is right. Just cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has given us His Son to save us, now reconciled to be like Him. Give Him praise forever, honor and revere Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He will bring us to His wondrous glory, to perfect fellowship with Him. He will see His wonder, we will see His beauty. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him.
Number 86 in the supplement.
This is the same song I led last time I was here, and
I thought it sounded pretty good by the time we finished, so maybe before you forget it, we'll try it again. Ladies, the chorus, you sing that high part. I know there's a few ladies here that know it because they came up to me after service and said, oh, we know that. That's good. So ones that don't know it, listen to the ones that do. And the men, we just sing straight on. It's not a issue for us. Okay. Have you ever stood at the ocean with a white foam at your feet? Felt the endless thundering motion? Then I say, you see Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes. He'll show it to you. Have you ever stood at the sunset with the sky mellowing red? Seen the clouds suspended like feathers? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes. He'll show it to you. Have you ever stood at the cross with a man hanging in pain? Seen the look of love in his eyes? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes. He'll show it to you. Have you ever stood in the family with the Lord there in your midst? Seen the face of Christ in your brother? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes. He'll show it to you.
I want to say something else. That last verse. When I come here and visit, and I see how y'all greet each other and how much you enjoy being here together, that line really strikes home with me. See the face of Christ in your brother. I see it here. So thank you. Enjoy that.
Of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home, and happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Sing number 76 in the supplement book, We Shall Assemble. Sing both verses of this song.
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into His presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. And at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee. And with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms,
when all of God's singers get home. I know we're getting towards the end and we're probably a little tired at this point, but this is a happy song and it's something we need to be enthusiastic about, so let's make sure we keep to speed.
No soul, what a song of delight in a city so bright will be wafted 'neath heaven's fair dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs in His praise when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. As we sing here on earth, song of sadness or mirth, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. But our joy can't compare with the glory up there when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, whenever a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. Having overcome sin, hallelujah, amen, we'll be heard in that land o'er the foam. Every heart will be light and his face will be bright when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, whenever a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home.
The invitation song is, it's up on the board, 781, A Wonderful Story of Love.
If you have your New Testament tonight, if you'll turn with me to the book of Acts in the 8th chapter, we'll begin there in just a moment. I want to say how I've enjoyed lifting up our voices together as the people of God and praising our Heavenly Father. I've been encouraged and I appreciate everyone who led the singing. Appreciate to see some young men leading it. It thrills my heart and I appreciate so much everyone as we've worshiped our God together. You know, many times we wonder why we offer an invitation. And many times I've been asked, why do you offer an invitation every time you preach and have one on Wednesday night? And I think that's a fair question. And the thing that we need to realize is this is the Lord's invitation and it's open all the time. The Lord invited men and women to come to Him and they can come at any time. But when we assemble, we see this as an opportunity to provide another invitation, the same invitation the Lord has offered. But we want people to have this ability at this time to respond. And so many times we make remarks trying to prick the heart of man so that they would make the response at that immediate time. When a sermon's closed, many sermons may not always deal with it, but our heart is thinking that if something may have been said that would touch the heart where an individual would obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you come to the book of Acts in the 8th chapter, I want you to think about what Philip preached. And notice what happened when Philip preached. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, the Bible said, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them." If you have your Bible, underscore, "preached Christ." And notice the Bible says that the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. I like that statement. There was great joy that came to the city of Samaria because of who he preached. He preached Christ. But then if you drop down, notice if you will in verse 12, when he preaches again, notice it says, "When they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Now notice again, he's preaching Jesus. But included in that preaching of Jesus is the kingdom of God. He preached about the things concerning what one must do to be a citizen in the kingdom. What one must do in order to be a child of God, to be a citizen in the kingdom, to be saved. And notice that they were baptized upon their faith, both men and women. When he preached Christ, he preached the plan of salvation. I've heard some people say, "Preach the man and not the plan," or "Preach the plan and not the man." I'll tell you, my friend, you need to preach all of it because that's what they did in New Testament days. You preach Christ and Him crucified, and you preach what His plan of salvation is. And if you don't believe me, just put your finger on Acts 8:12, and you'll see that's what Philip preached. But then if you take your Bible, drop down to verse 35. And when you come to verse 35, you'll see Philip in front of the multitudes preach Christ. You see, when he's in another place, he preaches the kingdom. But now in Acts 8 and 35, he's with one person. Now, if you're with one person, Philip, what are you going to do? And notice in your Bible, he still preached. When the Ethiopian eunuch asked him about Isaiah 53, you remember that Philip opened his mouth in verse 35 and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Three times I see Philip preaching, and I see each time he preached the Christ. And notice, my friend, every time he preached the Christ, he preached the plan, and there were people who were baptized. When people see who Jesus truly is, they will want to obey his plan. I like that statement. Philip, what are you going to preach? What can you do to touch people's hearts? Philip said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I go to Samaria, I'm going to preach Christ. When I go out amongst the other people, I'm going to preach Christ. Philip, what are you going to do one-on-one? He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will preach Christ. And you know, my friend, that's what we need to preach tonight. Jesus Christ and him crucified. And when you see Jesus crucified, you will obey the plan of salvation. If you need to be baptized tonight or restored, we pray you'd come as together we stand.
Wonderful story. Of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love, wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love, though you are far away. Wonderful story of love, still he doth call today. Calling from Calvary's mountain, down from the crystal bright fountain, in from the dawn of creation. Wonderful story of love, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love. Jesus provides a rest, wonderful story of love, for all the pure and blessed. Rest in those mansions above us, with those who've gone on before us, singing the rapturous chorus. Wonderful story of love, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful story of love.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings of it, Lord. We're thankful that we have been allowed to come here tonight and sing praises unto you and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and those who are shut in, those who are experiencing difficulties now with health problems and with the virus. Lord, we pray that you help to protect all those who are sick and bring them back to our number if it be thy will. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, and we pray that you help and comfort them as only you can and help to restore them to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you go with everyone at this service throughout the week and guide and guard and protect us and keep us safe and bring us back at the next appointed time. In Christ